to the well-being scriptures for today. Our motivation in this podcast is to be wealthy, healthy, and wise, based on God's word, which gives life to our mortal bodies.
Reading from the New King James Version on this episode of the well-being scriptures for today. Starting with health scriptures, Isaiah 33:24. But the inhabitants will not say, "I am sick." The people who dwell in it will be forgiven their iniquity. Isaiah 40:29-31. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 53:4-5. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. By his stripes, we are healed. Jeremiah 1:12. Then the Lord said to me, "You have seen well, for I am ready to perform my word." Jeremiah 17:14. Hear me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise. Jeremiah 30:17. For I will restore health to you and heal you of your wounds, says the Lord. Because they called you an outcast, saying, "This is Zion." No one seeks her. Joel 3:10. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, "I am strong." John 10:10. The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. John 6:63. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life. Proverbs 4:20-22. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. Wealth scriptures. Joshua 1:5. No one shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. So I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Joshua 1:7-8. Only be strong and be very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. 1 Kings 2:3. And keep the charge of the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes, his commandments, his judgments, his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that you may prosper in all that you do and wherever you turn. 1 Chronicles 22:13. Then you will prosper if you take care to fulfill the statutes and judgments with which the Lord charged Moses concerning Israel. Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be dismayed. 1 Chronicles 29:11-12. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, and the glory. The victory and the majesty for all that is in heaven and in earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head over all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you reign over all. In your hand is power and might. In your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. James 1, verse 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. 3 John verse 2. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. Other well-being scriptures. Romans 6 verse 4. Therefore we were buried with him through baptism unto death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Psalm 37, verse 4. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desire of your heart. Habakkuk 3, verse 19. The Lord is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet. He will make me to walk upon my high places. Romans 8, verse 1. There is therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Colossians 1, 9-11. For this reason, we also, since the day we heard of it, do not cease to pray for you, and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy.
Thank you for your time today. I see you again tomorrow. And whatever in scriptures for today.
God bless you.